It's the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio, and the HSC has launched a very important new initiative. It's Let's Talk About Suicide. It's online training, which is available to everyone who wants to learn more about this issue. We're joined on the programme this morning by Ciara Ray, who's a resource officer for suicide prevention with the HSC. Ciara, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Donal.
Ciara, this is an online initiative and an online resource for people who want to learn more about suicide prevention and more about discussion of and help in that whole area. Tell us how this new initiative works.
Well, Donal, Let's Talk About Suicide is, as you said, a new free online suicide prevention training programme. It's there for everyone over the age of 18 in the community of Donegal. And it can be accessed by going to hse.ie/letstalk. The purpose of the programme really is to develop skills to be able to keep others safe from suicide. And it's really about changing the narrative on suicide. And it's a call to action to our community to start the conversation around open conversations to help prevent people dying by suicide. What we know, Donal, is that those who are experiencing thoughts of suicide or have maybe experienced a suicide attempt in the past are not reaching out and seeking help, and they're therefore not getting the help that they need because of the fear of stigma surrounding suicide and mental health disorders. So what we are doing is on World Suicide Prevention Day and now at the beginning of Green Ribbon Month, we're encouraging everyone in our community in Donegal to take some time out and to complete the Let's Talk About Suicide training. So we're inviting people to do their part in reducing the stigma associated with speaking out openly about our mental health and suicide.
It's very important, I'm sure, from your point of view, that people involved in youth organisations, sporting organisations, groups where young people come together, perhaps particularly, but by no means exclusively young men, that people involved in those groups would take this programme. But it goes beyond that, in your belief. Maybe we should all be equipped to have the conversation should the point come where that conversation is necessary.
Well, certainly, because any of us at any point in our life could come upon someone who is in difficulty, who may be distressed, and who may need support. The programme is specifically for anyone over the age of 18, but especially for anyone who's supporting a loved one, working with others, or particularly, like you said, in the DAA and other aspects involved in their community. So we feel it's really important that people feel prepared to have these conversations whenever they arise. What we do know is that when people have thoughts of suicide, they don't truly want to die. They may be struggling with massive amount of mental and emotional pain and anguish that has been going on for a long period of time. And they will give us signals and they will share some aspects of that pain. So they will offer us these opportunities to respond to their words and actions. However, without education and awareness, we may miss, dismiss or avoid these signs. We may feel fear. We may feel that we aren't expert enough to be able to respond. So that's where the Let's Talk About Suicide comes in. It can help us build confidence in approaching and engaging with someone who's in distress. It can give us the confidence to ask the question directly, but with empathy, understanding and compassion. And it can give us the understanding of the importance to keep them safe and connect them with resources and supports and services. Doing this training could help save a life.
A large part of this is going to be language, and the language we use in these conversations, both with people that perhaps have suicidal ideations, but also the language we use in our general conversation. And I suppose, from our point of view, the language we use in the media can be very important as well.
That's correct. And I suppose it's very important that the language that we use is destigmatizing and that we approach a person who is speaking openly about suicidal thoughts in a non-judgmental way. It may take them a lot of time to open up and to have these conversations. So we want to recognize the importance of listening to them and to respond to responding to them with empathy and understanding.
As you say this, let's talk about suicide. It's available online. People can go on. What's actually involved when you take that course online?
Well, it's very simple to enrol and register. Just simply go to the hse.ie/letstalk, and you'll see there's an option to register for the training program. It's only 60 minutes long, so we're asking people to take 1 hour out of their lives over the next week or two to complete the training program. It's important to say too that if you don't have an hour, there is an option on the training program to pause and recommence the program, so you can pick up where you left off if you decide to do that, and you can work at your own pace. The material used within the program is a mix of guided online content. So there are videos and there are interactive questions. What we would recommend is that anyone who's been recently bereaved by suicide to wait 12 months before engaging in this type of suicide prevention training. The program itself will help develop your skills to keep others safe from suicide. And it does this by helping you recognise the signs that somebody may be thinking about suicide, whether they be signs physically, mentally, behaviourally, or in terms of cues that they give us in terms of the conversations we have with them in day-to-day life, and also to be aware of the life stressors that some people may have going on. And through this process, we can then confidently engage and speak openly about suicide with the person and ask a question if need be.
We're speaking to Ciara Ray, who's Resource Officer for Suicide Prevention with the HSC. Ciara, it's a very important initiative, and thank you for sharing the details with us this morning. Are there any other elements that you want to raise about this? Anything else you want to say to us?
Well, it's important, I suppose, to practice self-care in the aftermath of having a conversation with somebody who may have thoughts of suicide. And if you do, or if you're worried about yourself or anyone else, it's important to get help as soon as possible. The first port of call is always your GP. There's also a number of helpline numbers that you can ring that are 24/7, so they're 24 hours a day. They include Samaritans. They can be contacted at 116123 or Pieta at 1800-247-247. Childline is also available at 1800-666-6666 or text 50101. If you prefer text, you can text about it to a free text service day and night at 50808. And if you want to find out more about information on mental health support in your area, go to yourmentalhealth.ie. So it is important, if you are worried about yourself or someone else, that you get help as soon as possible. If it is a mental health crisis, it's important to go straight to your local emergency department, in this case, Letterkenny University Hospital.
And just to conclude, Ciara, if people want to enrol, go to hsc.ie/letstalk and all the details are there.
That's it, Donal.
Ciara, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.